contenders in the big calibers, yeah, especially when they were still making the octagonal barrels, and that's all I had for mine. They even weren't making round barrel ones in those days. Those things are always a lot lighter than the other ones, or at least I thought they were in the bigger caliber. But Tom, I'm going to have to jump out of here and go back downstairs in a few minutes. My throat's getting a little dry, and we'll start coughing and going up. Been out of the weather the past couple of days. I was running a fever. I hadn't run one in the last 10 or 12 hours. Well, last since yesterday, I don't guess. But whatever I had, it wasn't COVID, but whatever it was, it made me feel pretty bad for a while. So I'm going to get off here. Good talking to you, Adam. We'll be sure to say hello to you. It was great talking to you as usual. And I'll catch you a little bit later on when I get my voice back up again. And 0TRN4DJC.
Okay, Jerry, fine business. And I got everything there. Just a little popping from the repeater. Guys, it's nice visiting about old times. shoot. But I don't remember too much about that long Colt barrel with the, it had a 3-inch chamber. And it was, I think it was rifled, but it didn't have the compensator on it. Almost positive of that. And then the other one was just a straight 45 long Colt. And oh boy, it was accurate with the bullets, but the 410 one, I never could get any accuracy out of any bullet out of it. So I switched over to that regular barrel, and boy, it was a tack driver like most Thompson. It was 10.5 inches, so it was a tack driver like most Thompson contenders. And we could get way up high on those strip bit dumps and shoot at beer cans 100 yards away with that thing, which you can't even see a beer can at 100 yards if you're down level with it. That's why people can't imagine it. But we did, and John Rocky, he had a 44 Magnum, and he cast everything, and we'd shoot it at them from way up high like that, and we'd hit them every now and then. It was just fun. Anyway, Jerry, you take it easy. I hope you get to feeling better, and you be sure and get that checked. That doesn't sound like a good thing to have. I felt kind of cruddy after that Omicron 4 and 5 shot. It was about 3 days later, but I felt a little crummy from it, and I don't know if that was it or not, but over it now, thank God. See you later, Jerry. Have a good day, and the pleasure's all mine. N4DJC and 0TR Clear.
Have you three times. N4DJC Clear.